This is Jay Sekulo coming to you from the campus of Hebrew University in Jerusalem, Israel.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a happy new year.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Jerusalem, Israel. We're here on the campus, as I said, of Hebrew University, beautiful Mount Scopus. Behind me, of course, is the city of Jerusalem. You see it right behind us. We've had 25 students from the Regent University School of Law studying international law, Middle East policy, right here on this campus. It's been an incredible time. We're going to give you updates in the course of this program. As I said, we're coming to you live here in Jerusalem from Hebrew University. So I want to give you a sense of what our students have experienced over the last few days, and you're going to be able to experience this, too. We're going to let you know how you could do that as well. First, let's talk about, and Jordan's here with me, he's not only being the co-host of the program, as he always is, but also a student at Regent University School of Law. And let's talk about the significance first of just today, in fact, the day that we're taping this, what you were able to see is incredible with the Israeli Supreme Court.
Today we went to the Israeli Supreme Court. We met with the Justice of the Supreme Court, sat in on a hearing. I mean, this in the United States is something that would be almost impossible to do in a law school setting, to even go to the United States Supreme Court and have that kind of access. In Israel, we walked right in, met with the Justice of the Supreme Court, and then actually just sat in on a case, and actually students could choose which courtroom they wanted to go into to sit in and listen. These courtrooms today were dealing with acts of terror, they were dealing with immigration, all happening right in front of our eyes, and then getting debriefed afterwards. And then we come back to here at Hebrew University. I mean, this is the view from most of the campus, folks. When you look out over this and see this view, this is what you're seeing from all the different rooms on Hebrew University around Mount Scopus. It's an incredible experience for all of those who will be on the ACLJ tour, and then for all of the Regent University students.
Yeah, let me say something, too. You know, one of the things we're concerned about at the American Center for Law and Justice is the whole issue of international terrorism. In fact, as many of you know, we have been filing briefs at various stages of courts, from the Supreme Court of the United States down to the district courts, on the issue of international terrorism. In fact, a little bit later in the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our professors, who's also a senior attorney in charge of our national affairs and our national security issues, Skip Ash. She'll be joining us as well. He's one of the teachers here on campus today at Jerusalem at Hebrew University. But what's interesting about this, and I'm going to tell you, that the issues of how you conduct a war are significant constitutional issues. These are big freedom issues. And one of the things that's been very clear today is that the United States Supreme Court is taking a very different view than a lot of the other courts, granting a lot more rights to the detainees, to those caught on the battlefield, than is even happening anywhere else in the world, including Israel.
Here it was interesting. We got to see a military court a few days ago, and then today we saw an appeal from a military court. And it's just interesting to see what's going on in the courtrooms here. But it was the exact opposite ruling just a few days after the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling with the enemy combatants here in that rule, because, of course, you've got thousands upon thousands of enemy combatants here who are arrested. You can only have so many courts and so many judges and lawyers to try them, so it could take a year, 2 or 3 years to try all of these terrorists or accused terrorists.
Yeah, one of the things we're doing, by the way, in addition to training these students, which this was the inaugural year of the program. Now, many of you remember, watching this television broadcast right now, that we were in just literally, this time last year, we came to you live from a lot where we were talking about some of the international issues that were going on there. We said we were thinking about starting a program at Hebrew University. Well, we've done that. It started. I'm telling you something else, folks. Looks like by the last quarter, maybe September, October, we're going to be doing, and we're very excited about this, opening up an office here in Jerusalem. And there's a reason for this. We think that the American Center for Law and Justice, our international affiliates, can have a significant impact on the ensuring of freedom, ensuring democracy reigns, especially in an area as complex as the Middle East. In just a moment, I'm going to be joined by Skip Ash. He's a professor here at Regent University School of Law. He's going to give some really significant insight as to what's happening. But again, I want to encourage you to be in prayer for us as we look at this office situation in Jerusalem. Could you imagine American Center for Law and Justice office in Jerusalem? That's what we're talking about. Call the number right now and let this be our gift to you. So the number is 1-877-989-2255. You'll get a look and see what we're doing and get a tremendous tour, if you will, of what's going on in Israel right now. We're going to send it out to anybody that wants it so you can have this in your permanent file. We'll be back right after this.
Rum-pa-pa-pa, rum-pa-pa-pa. The American Center for Law and Justice wants to share with you one of the most inspiring and life-changing places in the world. The ACLJ has prepared a special DVD on Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We put together a very dynamic DVD special on Israel, and I want to send it to you.
It's a powerful behind-the-scenes look at a nation that means so much to Christians.
It shows you the work we're doing there. It gives you a behind-the-scenes look as to what's going on. It takes you to a number of the historic sites, interviews with some of the leading government officials in Israel.
And now you can get this two-hour DVD presentation on the Holy Land free of charge. The ACLJ's gift to you. Call now 1-877-989-2255.
I want to encourage you to call the number right now and let this be our gift to you.
That's 1-877-989-2255.
This is something you're going to want to have for your library. It's a great resource for your Bible study groups. This is something you're going to want to have.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 month of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Again, if you're just joining us, coming to you live from the campus of Hebrew University here in Jerusalem, Israel. Our students are right now, actually, literally, while we're taping this, they're in class here on this campus, this magnificent campus. We said we were thinking about starting a program at Hebrew University. Well, we've done that. It started. I'm telling you something else, folks. Looks like by the last quarter, maybe September, October, we're going to be doing, and we're very excited about this, opening up an office here in Jerusalem. And there's a reason for this. We think that the American Center for Law and Justice, our international affiliates, can have a significant impact on the ensuring of freedom, ensuring democracy reigns, especially in an area as complex as the Middle East. And we've been handling some very significant issues right here while we've been in Jerusalem. Big meetings with the Minister of Internal Security, making sure that religious freedom takes place. Especially, look, there's a serious situation in the Gaza and the West Bank. I mean, it's very serious. When Hamas took over Gaza, the impact on Christians has been pronounced. Jordan, this is something you have been particularly working on, and we got the UN involved in this too, by the way. Everybody needs to know that. But this has had a really big impact.
It's really bad what's happening to the Christians in Gaza, especially because the UN doesn't have access. The United States doesn't really have access. Israel has no more access. They've stopped sending their troops in there because it's so dangerous. Now within Gaza, that it hasn't spread over into Israel. They've been kind of contained because of their own infighting. But I mean, you look right there at the Dome of the Rock. That's what the fight's over. It's right there. It's the Temple Mount, just right out of the Bible. The site of the crucifixion is a few steps away from where you see the Dome of the Rock. The site of the resurrection, all of these things are within just a square mile area that you can walk to in 5 minutes. Every site for all three major religions is right here. The ascension of Muhammad from the Quran, the first and second temple in Judaism, the crucifixion and resurrection in Christianity are all right here, and that's the problem. And if we let these groups take over territories like they've done in Gaza, they're going to move to the West Bank, they're going to move into East Jerusalem, which is just right here, and when they do that, Israel's going to be in a serious problem.
Yeah, let me tell you this, folks. One of the things that we have been working on, and we are going to consistently do that, we've had meetings with the Greek Orthodox Patriarch. In fact, in some of the programs you're going to see in the next, we're going to sit down with him, talk about the issues of what the church is doing to bring reconciliation to the area. We're going to have a number of other experts. You can see people from the university, teachers from the University of Haifa and other schools as well. Will be addressed by Danny Aiello. He's the former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Rami Levy, Consul General for Israel. So a lot of great, great guests coming up. I wanted to come to you here from the campus to give you a sense of what we're doing now. Could you imagine, as we look out over Jerusalem, if we had an office for the American Center for Law and Justice right here in the heart of Jerusalem? And we were in today, we were near the Knesset, we were near the Israeli Supreme Court and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And as we were there, I really felt that that was the area. It's not it's probably 4 miles from here, where we're supposed to be, right in the center of government, making sure that we're advocating positions for Israel to make sure it stays a united Jerusalem. That's a big issue we're going to be talking about in the days ahead. That is a very significant issue. In fact, Stuart Roth will be joining us to talk about that. So a lot of that going on. So we want to have that available for everyone. Jordan, last question from the students' perspective, and this is what's so exciting. They're having it. This is an eye-opening experience. They're with the Holocaust Museum. Then they see the birth of Israel. How's it been for the students?
It's been an incredible experience. It's right behind us is what you see every day, and you realize this is the focal point of the entire world, of all three major religions in the world, which really means all three major peoples in the world, the Persian and Arab people, the Romans, the Jews. Everyone is here. Everyone was based here. Everyone wants Jerusalem. Every religious group wants a piece of Jerusalem. For these students to see that every day, it's a reminder when you go to a Christian law school like Regent University and you talk about all these issues in natural law and how law developed, to understand this is where it came from. This is where the law that we have in the United States, that where our laws are based on, from the Bible, the Quran, the Old Testament, the New Testament, it all comes from this city and these holy sites right here.
A great opportunity for our students. We're very excited about what's happening here. I want to encourage you, by the way, we are giving you a copy of this DVD. We think if this is historic for us, we're announcing that we're going to be opening an office in Jerusalem just literally in probably the next few months after you were watching this broadcast. We encourage you to pray for that. But I also want to let you know that you can get this DVD. So the number is 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Call that number right now and ask for the DVD. We're going to send it to you absolutely free. It'll be our gift to you, so I want to encourage you to do that so you can have this in your library. You're going to see the beautiful scenery here at the university. It'll keep you updated as to what's going on. Joining me now is a professor at Regent University School of Law, so a senior attorney with the American Center for Law and Justice, Skip Ashton. Skip, to our radio audience, is very well known because Skip's been on this program a number of times. And Skip, let's first talk about what's you served in the Pentagon. You've served with the United States Army for over 20 years. You had this area was part of your, I would call it expertise, your area that you were concerned with. What's your sense now coming back, because you haven't been here in a while now, coming back, you made some trips getting ready for this, but from a geopolitical sense, where do you see the importance of the Middle East right now, especially here in Israel?
Israel's still in the center of things. You know, the Bible says it's going to be, Jerusalem's going to become a cup of trembling. Well, it certainly is. Right now, there are forces on all the borders here that are hostile to Israel. We have the Palestinians and the occupied territories, the so-called occupied territories, that are hostile to Israel. So Israel is having to take measures that they didn't have to take in the past. They're building the wall. A lot of international criticism, but they're having to remain vigilant at all times.
You know, one of the things about the wall issue that I thought was so fascinating, and I think our audience would appreciate this as well, was that when you look at, we talked about this in our classrooms, by the way, with the whole, we went out to the wall and saw it. In fact, we'll see footage of it. We have it. It's a security fence. I mean, that's what we're talking about. You've got, listen, the neighbors are not so friendly, and this is a border. States do this. Governments do this. One of the professors that we had, the guest lecturers, Jeff Balaban, said 81 states, countries rather, have walls of some types to protect their borders.
That's absolutely right. And if you look at the one in Korea, it's been up for now over 60 years. Even Egypt has built one to keep the Palestinians out of Egypt from the Gaza Strip. Yeah. And there's been no criticism of that. The only one that's been criticized is Israel, and all they're trying to do is to keep people from coming into Israel proper to blow people up.
One of the things about that, folks, and you need to understand this, which we're doing this work at the American Center for Law and Justice and our European Center for Law and Justice affiliates. We were here in Israel just a few months ago with the UN, and they were doing field hearings here, and our office really coordinated all of them and set them up. The persecution that Christians, I'm talking about Arab Christians, are facing in the Gaza and West Bank are unbelievable. You know, they talk about the wall, Skip, as being this international security issue, but where's the outcry when a Christian bookstore owner is beheaded, and the reason he's beheaded is because he's a Christian? There should be some outcry there.
Absolutely. In fact, not only is there no outcry, very often it doesn't even make the press at all. So Israel is having to defend itself not only physically against people coming in to blow them up, but they have to defend themselves on the world stage when other nations doing even worse things, they never even make the news.
You know, one of the things I want to let everybody know also about this is we're coming to you again from the campus here at Hebrew University. It's historic. This is the first week of classes here at the university. This is Regent University Law School, a unique program. You're going to see a program like this anywhere. As Jordan just mentioned, we were in the Israeli Supreme Court. We were in a military court in the occupied, what's called the occupied West Bank. We've been far into the areas. I've made some side trips as well to meet with mayors and government leaders to make sure that religious freedom is protected, to see what we can do to protect the Christians. Look, these Arab Christians in Gaza are really being persecuted. And that's a story that's not getting told with all of this. And it's a story that needs to be told. These people are facing serious, serious persecution. I'm not talking about you can't have a Bible study. I'm talking about if you have a Bible study, you can lose your life. That's persecution. We have discrimination in the United States, sure, but not persecution like this. This is unprecedented. Israel has always tried to protect the rights of the religious minorities. The neighbors have not been so hospitable.
That's exactly right. If you look back historically, when the Jordanians had the old city, they destroyed all but one of the synagogues in the old city, whereas Israel is going beyond what it has to do to try to protect it, to make sure that all the religious shrines are protected. You know, another thing, Jay, is the fact that this whole issue of giving the rights to the Palestinians, they built the wall,
right,
but Israel has agreed to go far beyond what even international law requires, to go the second mile to try to give them rights that they don't need to give them under international law.
Yeah, in other words, they're not required to give them these rights. It's they're not necessary, but Israel says, well, look, we want to make sure that we're going above the call of duty. But the problem is the persecution is clearly focused on the West Bank and Gaza. We've been in there. We didn't go into Gaza. We were in the West Bank, and I will tell you it's very, very difficult. Now, over my shoulder, you're seeing, I mean, this is the beautiful shot of downtown, the old city of Jerusalem. You see the walls of the city gate. Of course, you see the mosque there in the background. What a focal point on top of the Temple Mount. That is both from a biblical perspective, of course. If you know your scriptures at all, you know that that is going to play and is playing a key role. The other aspect of this is the fact that you mentioned the Christian sites. We've talked about those. We've been inside the Church of the Holy Sepulchre with the students. They were briefed. Could you imagine being briefed by the Greek Orthodox Patriarch for Jerusalem, who gave our students a discussion on ecclesiastical law? I want to talk a moment about what the students have experienced. What's been your feedback so far? We're about halfway into the program right now.
First of all, the students, they can't believe the good deal they've gotten. We're seeing things that other tour groups will never even dream about seeing. You mentioned the Patriarch, but we're going to go into the Church of Mary Magdalene, which is only open a limited amount of time. We're going to visit that tomorrow. We've been in and we've talked to a Supreme Court justice of the Israeli Supreme Court. No one gets to do that on these tours. They are having a ball. They're studying the law. They're seeing it historically, and they're actually living it here.
And by the way, for those of you that've got children or grandchildren in law school around the country, next year that program is going to be available to other law schools as well. So, again, that's one of the reasons why I want to encourage you to get a copy of the information we have. You can always go to the website. You can always get information there. So I want to encourage you to do that. So the number is 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We want to send you this free 2-hour DVD, The ACLJ in Israel. This is something you're going to want to have for your library, show your kids and your grandkids. It's a great resource for your Bible study groups, for your church groups. This is something you're going to want to have. Again, the number's 1-877-989-2255. A real behind-the-scenes look at what's going on in Israel right now.
With a new year about to begin and a new president and Congress ready to act, the American Center for Law and Justice is preparing on multiple fronts on behalf of life and liberty, preparing for some of the most critical challenges of our time.
God bless y'all for the things that y'all are doing.
I support everything that's being done.
Yeah, I just left the classroom and I said, you know what, there's Tuckilo's on right now, I'm calling.
The fact is, the ACLJ could not engage the issues that matter most without your help.
You hang on the line, we're getting you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice.
Stand with the ACLJ and make a year-end gift right now. Your gift will be matched dollar for dollar through the ACLJ's Matching Challenge Program through the end of the year.
Every gift to the ACLJ really does help.
Your financial support will keep the ACLJ on the front lines in the ongoing struggle for faith and freedom. Make your year-end gift today online at the ACLJ website, aclj.org.
Every bit helps, so go to aclj.org and make a donation to the American Center for Law and Justice. You're really going to help us out.
The American Center for Law and Justice wants to share with you one of the most inspiring and life-changing places in the world. The ACLJ has prepared a special DVD on Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We put together a very dynamic DVD special on Israel, and I want to send it to you.
It's a powerful behind-the-scenes look at a nation that means so much to Christians.
It shows you the work we're doing there. It gives you a behind-the-scenes look as to what's going on. It takes you to a number of the historic sites, interviews with some of the leading government officials in Israel.
And now you can get this 2-hour DVD presentation on the Holy Land free of charge. The ACLJ's gift to you. Call now 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-800-989-2255.
I want to encourage you to call the number right now and let this be our gift to you.
That's 1-877-989-2255.
This is something you're going to want to have for your library. It's a great resource for your Bible study groups. This is something you're going to want to have.
I have no gifts to bring for
back to the broadcast, everyone. All throughout Israel, we've been taping this whole 10 days that we've been here with our tour, and of course, we've been here with our students for 21 days, so you're going to want to get a copy of this DVD. We want to give it to you as our gift. It'll help you to pray for Israel and pray for our new endeavor here in Jerusalem as the establishment of an office that'll handle all of the Middle East. Right here for the American Center for Law and Justice in Jerusalem. So we're really encouraged about that.
With everything that's being discussed in the Middle East, we put together a very dynamic two-hour DVD special on Israel, and I want to send it to you. It shows you the work we're doing there. It gives you a behind-the-scenes look as to what's going on. It takes you to a number of the historic sites, interviews with some of the leading government officials in Israel, including the patriarch of the Greek Orthodox Church. So there's a lot going on. We're doing a lot of work there as well. The number is on your screen, and I want to encourage you to call the number right now and let this be our gift to you. You'll get a sense of what the American Center for Law and Justice, our European Center for Law and Justice, our new group in Jerusalem. We've got a council general now working for us in Israel, working on these critical issues. We're expanding in the Middle East. You'll get a look and see what we're doing and get a tremendous tour, if you will, a video depiction, visual depiction of what's going on in Israel right now. So the number is 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We want to send you this free two-hour DVD, the ACLJ in Israel. This is something you're going to want to have for your library, show your kids and your grandkids. It's a great resource for your Bible study groups, for your church groups. This is something you're going to want to have. Again, the number is 1-877-989-2255. A real behind-the-scenes look at what's going on in Israel right now.
Let me ask you, changing focus a little bit. Skip, a lot of people know that while we've been here touring, while we've been in class, I've been in a series of meetings. There have been reports coming out of a couple of cities, one that made a lot of news back in the United States. A lot of you that read Charisma Magazine or some of the Christianity Today have read about this, where there were some Bible banning, burnings that took place in one of the cities. And then, of course, the terrible, tragic situation with the young Ami Ortiz, a young man, a 15-year-old student, son of a Messianic pastor up in Ariel, which is a community right on the border of the West Bank, and a bomb was sent in a Purim basket to the family. He's in jail, he's in the hospital. My brother Scott went up to see Ari and his family yesterday. I've met with the Ortizes, but more important than you understanding the scope of this, pray for them. I mean, this is a family that's really having a lot to go through. So I encourage you to pray for them. Now, I also met with the Minister of Internal Security. Now, that is the equivalent of Homeland Security in the United States. And we had a serious talk about this because they're trying to figure out who did this. Obviously, justice needs to be pursued. Fortunately, this is a democracy, right, and they can pursue justice. But when you're talking about national security issues here, you've handled them, of course, for us in the United States. You lead that team, right, that does the work on this. But when you look at a situation like that tragedy, which hopefully will be an isolated event, but you've got the internal security police working on it. Persecution, wherever it's coming from, and they don't know who's responsible for this yet, but the fact is that the proclamation of the gospel in the Middle East, I'm not saying even particularly, in fact, in Israel, you have more freedom to proclaim any message of religious freedom you want here than you would anywhere else in the Middle East, that's for sure. The lack of religious freedom in the Middle East, I'm talking about when you go to Egypt, Saudi Arabia, of course, Jordan lesser, pretty good there, but some of the other countries, it's very extreme.
It is. For instance, in Egypt, the Coptic Church is about 15% of the population. They cannot even make a repair on their church without the president of Egypt signing off on it.
You know, what I want to explain to a lot of you, and we appreciate all of you praying for us all over these years, we've got offices in Strasbourg, France, which is where the European Court of Human Rights operates. Of course, Washington, D.C., the center of governmental power for really the world, but certainly in the United States. Moscow in Russia, and now opening up in Jerusalem, first with this program, then with an office that's going to be able to deal with these issues on a Middle East perspective. We're going to base it in Jerusalem, but it's going to handle cases all over and issues all over the Middle East. This is serious, and one of of the things you have to be concerned about is the fact that the ramifications of this are very, very serious. Can I ask one last question here to Skip? Because I know we're running really tight on time. But Skip, as we look at the situation, the historic aspect of this for the university.
Oh, I think this is historic because this is, I think, to my knowledge, this is the first time they've allowed a Christian university to come in and hold classes on campus, and we've been welcomed.
Yeah.
And we weren't quite sure what our reception would be, but everyone has been so helpful. They've treated us like kings and queens, and it's just been a great experience. Yeah. I would encourage people to come.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. The Hebrew University, our hats off to you. You've been a great host for our students from Regent University, which is a distinctively Christian law school, but they have been welcomed here with open arms with the students as well. As I mentioned before the break, we're going to be joined by a senior attorney with the American Center for Law and Justice, Stuart Roth, who's been to Israel a number of times on a lot of issues. We've been talking, of course, about our students being here, but Stuart, we've also been very busy on other projects as well, and that is, again, ensuring to the best you can, especially in some of the situations in the Gaza and the West Bank, we've had those field hearings, religious freedom in these areas. But more than that, I think this is important for people to understand, Christians in the Gaza and the West Bank have really faced serious persecution.
Well, absolutely, Jay. I mean, we've heard story after story. We've met with people all over this area in the Middle East about the persecutions of Christians in the Middle East. And it's an issue that's on the forefront of not only the American news, but the international news, the European news. And we have to really protect the Christians in this area of the world, because America is a pluralistic country, but most of the Islamic nations here in the Middle East are not pluralistic. And in order for Christians to freely and openly practice their religion, they really are risking their lives.
You know, it's more than even freely and openly practicing religion. The fact of the matter is, folks, I mean, people are killed here for their faith, not here in Israel, but in the Gaza and in the West Bank, and of course in some of the other countries that surround this region. So we think it's important to make sure those avenues are left open. Now, we continue to help on that. Now, the American Center for Law and Justice, our European Center for Law and Justice, is now, the ECLJ, is now an NGO, non-governmental organization, part of the United Nations. Now, some of you are listening to me right now are saying, the United Nations, why are you bothering with that? Because they've got all these policies you hear about. The fact of the matter is, folks, whether you like it or not, the UN is a factor in international human rights and international freedom issues, and you've got to engage where they are active, and they are active there. And we've had a series of hearings over the last few months where we have been the only non-governmental organization to show up on standing for religious freedom, whether it's in Pakistan or India, Algeria. Our lawyers have been there. Our legal staff, our team, our public policy experts have been there when others just weren't there. You have to engage that area.
Well, absolutely, Jay. You know, we're here in Israel, and the other day we went to the Holocaust Museum, and the Holocaust Museum really represents how Nazi Germany tried to purge Judaism, or the Jewish people, from really not only Europe, but the entire world. Right. Well, here we are in the Middle East, and there's not that many Christians practicing left. And so we have to make sure that the Christians are not purged and pushed, quite frankly, right out of the Middle East either. We have to protect their rights, and that's what we're here in Israel doing.
You said something a year ago, maybe longer, about the fact that, you know, without the proclamation of the gospel, it would be basically an Islamic world.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's, the Jewish people, the Hebrew people, were the only monotheistic people. Everybody else was worshiping idols, and it was a pagan religion all over the world. And the Hebrew faith only really spread through a bloodline. You had to be Jewish heritage, and the Jewish people grew very slowly. Well, when Jesus came, he spread this monotheistic faith of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to a broader audience, the Gentile world, the world. And if it was not for that, quite frankly, Jay, there'd be one faith and one faith only left in the world, and that would be the Islamic faith, because they would have come and they would have conquered, and they would have annihilated a small Jewish population. So the proclamation of the gospel here in the Middle East is critically important.
We had a wonderful time in Israel. You know, this was an historic trip for us. Not only did we have a number of our ACLJ members there, but we had students from around the United States, mostly Regent University law students, studying at Hebrew University, the University of Haifa, touring into the military bases. We've given you a very special look behind the scenes of what's going on in the Middle East, but we have put together a very dynamic two-hour DVD special on Israel, and I want to send it to you. So the number is 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We want to send you this free two-hour DVD, the ACLJ in Israel. This is something you're going to want to have. Again, the number is 1-877-989-2255. A real behind-the-scenes look at what's going on in Israel right now.